Okay. Well, hello everyone. My name is Dr. Tuan Pham and welcome to Maverick 5. We're going to spend about 5 minutes here to get to know one of our amazing and headlining speakers at the upcoming Dental Maverick Summit, which is this August 2nd and 3rd in Austin, Texas. Now, if you haven't heard anything about Dental Maverick Summit, come check it out. It's one of the hottest business-oriented CE events. Not only that, we have 9 CE hours from amazing speakers. And as you know, when you visit CE, sometimes you're not sure what to do. Well, to break the ice, we have full open bar, full catered dinners both nights, and that's all included in your registration. So please check it out. So today we have one of our amazing speakers, Ms. Emily Latran, as she goes by Dr. Emily. Now, I'm very excited to meet Emily and have her here because she has one of the most amazing and inspirational stories of dentists around. I say that because as a dentist, as a practicing dentist, you know, I understand that we get bogged down sometimes, like day in, day out, we have a difficult procedure, we have a difficult case, maybe a difficult patient, and that sometimes makes us lose perspective about who we are, how lucky we have to have this amazing job. So I'm very excited here to hear from Dr. Emily and have her speak because she has an amazing story of inspiration, survival, and flourishment. And so I'm going to introduce her. Welcome, Ms. Emily, Dr. Emily.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to join you this morning. I'm actually in beautiful Barbados, which is why I'm in a t-shirt. Otherwise, I dress nice. And I've heard a lot about Dental Maverick. I've looked you up. You've done so much in such a short amount of time. And I always have respect for people who are always striving to be their best to maximize the capacity, the potential. My story is sort of simple. If you talk to any Vietnamese who come to the United States from the late 70s to maybe the early 90s, they all came as a refugee. What makes us different is with a lot of other groups is, you know, a lot of the refugees who came to this country, we came out, not out of free will, meaning we had to leave the country where we're from, because when the communists took over, life got really hard. A lot of the people who left the country, they left for the future of their kids. Yes. And actually, I came here when I was 13. My dad sent me. I came with my aunt. He sent me because he's looking, you know, for my future. He wants to make sure his kids have a better future. And that a lot of that is, I'll share it where, you know, during my presentation. But if you imagine yourself as a teenager coming to a country where you don't speak the language, where you know absolutely nothing about the culture. I joke with my kids all the time. I went through 4 years of high school. I had no idea what ASB means. I thought school assembly was a waste of time. Like, how come we're not in class? Why are we sitting in this, you know, in this gym listening to, I don't know what, right? So that's how I went through high school. There's a process of elimination, assimilation. There's a process of learning, cultural immersion. And then I went to undergrad. I mean, I went to undergrad with no money. And luckily with the academic records, I got scholarship, I got grant. I live in Southern California. I got that. And then I went to dental school with $2,000 in the bank. And it was $2,000 from a Perkins loan. I still remember asking one of the upperclassmen, hey, the school's gonna give you $2,000 as a loan. Should I take it or not? And he said, well, if you don't have any money, you should take it. So that's how much I had going to dental school. I went to UCLA, I did my dental degree and my master in 4 years. And I came out, did a GPR, worked for a couple of years as an associate, intentionally working for different offices, different settings, corporate setting, fast-paced setting, private setting. So I can kind of learn what not to do. I can kind of learn how people fast-track their, you know, to success. And take my ground, you know, decide what I would want. And for me, family always come first. So I bought my first practice, the closest distance to the house, but it's not in the same city because I don't want to go out food shopping and have my patients standing behind me, right? Because that's one of the experiences that I had working as an associate. So I bought my first practice, and then I bought my second one, and then I bought my third one. And I have 3 children and a husband and, you know, an extended family. I'm always there for the family, for holidays, just like, you know, any major holidays, the whole extended family, you got to be there. And then when the kids are in school, you got to be there for them. You got their recital and you got their award night and you got whatever activity that they do. You always have to weigh which one's more important. On today, this week, which one's more important? Do I go to the kids thing and I not book the patient? Or do I miss that and book the patient? You know, what do you do, right? And so I've learned through experience. I grew through experience. And about 3 years ago, I decided that I want to take this experience, this knowledge, and help other people. I've heard a lot of frustrations about our colleagues having frustration. You know, I have too many things to do. And when I talk to them, oh, you have one practice. Wait a minute, I have three. You have one kid. I have three. So they got to be the system, the process that I put in place where maybe you can use the same thing and do the same thing. Obviously, there's going to have to be a change in the mindset because obviously I probably think a little different from you, right? So about 3 years ago, that's when I started my journey in coaching. One of my coaches, Brendan Bouchard. So if anybody knows about him, his system is high performance coaching. He has some very well-known figures who are his clients. My mentor is Sharon Lecter. She's the one that started the brand for Rich Dad Poor Dad. You know, she co-wrote the book. She started the Rich Dad brand. She's very much big vision. She works with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So I'm very, very blessed to be able to be associated with and learning from thought leaders, people who can really tell you this is the way to do it, so you don't have to waste time suffering from mistakes and you don't have to learn through a lot of trial and tribulation, because it's great to learn through that, but once you have somebody who show you the way and tell you that's a way to shortcut to success, why don't you take that path, right? Unless you're a trailblazer, that somebody really blazed a trail, just follow the trail. And so that's always been my thought, is learn from the best.
Yes.
Learn the fastest way to grow, right? You have some extra time there, go give back. Give back to the community, right? Give back to your kids. Give back to your family. It's not that when you're busy, but you're busy about the wrong thing, that's not such a good thing. You wanna spend the time to grow your practice in the most efficient way, right? You wanna spend the time with your family. You wanna spend the time giving back to the community. You wanna spend the time for you to grow. All of that is part of my coaching, part of my teaching. And people come up to me and say, hey, I was in your presentation, it was inspirational. And I go, okay, so what were the steps? What are you gonna go home and do, right? Because that's always what I want people to take away when I speak, is that's great. I can see that it's doable. So what are my specific steps that I'm gonna go home, or even right now, I'm gonna immediately implement it, so I can make a difference in my life and in my family life, in my practice life, and do it right now.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I roll.
All right. Well, very good. Well, you know, I look forward to hearing your story, and I look forward to you talking about and showing to the audience of attendees how you've reproduced these growths in many of your clients. And so, you know, we look forward to hearing a lot of steps, that practical advice that you can help break down. And hopefully that will motivate some people to take action, because I think many people come into this, a lot of times they just want to feel that motivation to take action. And then wherever they go from there, they may seek out other help from other people like yourself or myself. But we'd love to hear your story, especially live in person, because hopefully it will stimulate change in people. So my question to you is, if you could tell us one or two things, what do you hope to motivate or teach these dentists attending this upcoming Maverick Summit? Is there something that you hope to spark in them?
Yes. So one of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Robert Scholler, which is, tough times never last, but tough people do.
That's a good quote.
I want our colleagues to remember sometimes you face a challenge, right? Yeah. And you say, I can't do this. And one of the things we teach in high performance is to believe in yourself, to believe in your ability to figure things out. when you were in dental school and you're stuck, you have no idea how to cut that crap. For some reason, and I know what the reasons are, but you know, you finally figure it out. This is how you do things, right? Why is it that when we get to business and we say we get stuck and then we don't look for solution, we don't look for help, we don't look for, you know, like a faculty member, right? When you were in dental school. So believe in your ability to figure things out, right? And if you really think that you can't figure it out, look for help, look for support. Don't give up, right? And give up sometimes just means, oh, you know what? I'm just gonna let myself winning out. And you're not gonna be a role model for the kids. You're not gonna be a role model for the community. When you start thinking about yourself that you actually should be a role model for somebody, you're just gonna live yourself differently. And like I said, tough times never last, but tough people do. We all have tough times. I just share a Facebook Live this morning and ask people to just look beyond the surface, right? Somebody who's happy, somebody who look like they get it all together. Sometimes there's turmoil going inside, and just appreciate that and be supportive about that. And at the same time, be a little bit transparent about it. If you need help, ask for help, right? Don't fake it till you make it, because the only person you're gonna hurt is yourself and your family. And you know, we sacrifice so much, whether it's time or effort, to get this degree, to go and set up that office. It's the biggest investment that we make in our life. It should be the biggest investment, not your house, right? The biggest investment, and that's what's gonna generate income, and of course, you and your family, your kids and all that. So make the investment to grow that the right way. And it's not about taking one more course. It's not about doing things faster. It's about growing yourself, because I think practice growth is limited by personal growth. And so invest in yourself, do the work on yourself so you can be the best version of yourself. You always give 110% because you deserve that and your family deserve that. It's not about to prove to the Facebook community that you're the best dentist or you make the most. It's always about proving to yourself that you live up to your potential. And that's what I like people to take away.
Well, you know what? I like your thoughts, and I like especially what you said about the reality of things is that when we hit like a clinical issue, a lot of times we will persevere and find the answer. But oddly enough, when someone has an issue with their practice, a lot of times they just stop and they kind of give up. So, oh wait, you dropped out. So in any case, I think you have a great philosophy. I think good continuing education, good coaching is the distillation of good information that helps solve and gets to the point and leads us forward without making a lot of errors. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. So my last question I was going to ask you, but I think you already answered it, is if you can impress on attendees like one profound notion or thought, what would it be? But it sounds like you already answered it.
I would say my challenge to anybody is to just do this quick exercise, okay? You're a dentist in a community. I want you to first rate yourself against your competitor, from the scale from 1 to 10, right? So that doctor over there, he's a 5 and I'm a 6, whatever it is, right? So rate yourself against your competitor. And then I want to rate yourself against your God-given potential. And a lot of time when people do that exercise, the second number is always lower because they realize that, you know what? I got a lot more to do. I got a lot more to give. I can actually do better. You know, if I'm doing 500,000, I really think I should be able to do 1 million. So why am I stuck at 500, right? It doesn't matter if the guy down the street is doing 497 or whatever it is that I'm feeling better because I'm better than him. It's all about me, meaning am I up to the level that I'm supposed to be? So just do that exercise, see where you are, and always shoot to be the best version of yourself.
You know what? I like that a lot. You know, I always tell doctors too, like a lot of times, you know, like we self-limit ourselves, you know, like I believe that there are, and I tell my wife this too, I believe that most of us, we can do anything beyond physical things. I'll never be a basketball player. I'm not tall enough.
Right.
Things that require effort, things that require thought, certainly I can do many of these things if I just wanted to. And so we choose a lot of times not to do it. And that's okay. We understand that we actively choose not to do it. But if we want something and we tell ourselves, I can't do this, well, that's a different thing. We can't do it because sometimes it's just a limitation of what we know or perspective or just our environment. But if we really wanted it and it's something that we want to do, then seek out the answers. It could be you providing the answers. It could be me. It could be anyone. But a lot of us, I believe, we can do many things we want to do. And when we want to do it, go for it, you know? And if you don't, then fine. Just be comfortable with it, but don't complain. Don't, you know, just accept it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's a big part of when I work with my client is getting that clarity. Mm-hmm. You know, do you actually want to do that? I was just on the phone earlier with a potential client, and she said, I want to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm really frustrated about this. And I said, okay, well, then this is what you should look at, yeah. Right? It's not about the other five things. I want to go and empower women. Wonderful. How about your practice? let's get those numbers. Get those numbers up first, because everybody have these grand ideas. There's nothing wrong. I think we should all have a mission, but at the same time, we have to be very clear. What's most important? Where should I put my time? Because what I'm putting my time in, where it's most productive, where it's, you know, going to generate income, or however you want to use to measure, right, your success, start there first. And then you can think of ways to leverage that. It's like you have one dental practice. If you want another one, you need to put in an associate. You need to trust the associate. I have friends who have multiple offices, and they're running around just themselves because they can't let go. They can't trust people. And that's a mindset thing. That's a leverage thing. You want to scale, you just got to leverage. It's going to be other people's time, other people's money. It cannot be yours, because you only have 24 hours. You need time for yourself. You need time for your kids. You need time for your family. You need time for the community. I mean, you just can't give yourself 100% or 98% to your practice. Sure. It cannot eat you up alive. And if you want to grow, you just have to have other people support you. And I think sometimes it just takes a different perspective, right? If your client talk to you and you say, okay, have you thought of it this way? And then they go, oh, I never thought of it that way. It's not so much that we're smarter or anything like that. We just have a different perspective from our experience and from our training. And then we throw it out there and they go, oh yeah, that sounds good. And let me try that. And in my case, a lot of times what I recommend is something that I've already done. Or I know a friend of mine specifically who have done that. I don't give theory, right? I don't share, oh, theoretically, if you do this, this is going to happen. No, this is what I did. And this is what happened. And so you can try the same thing. And it should work for you, because the math should work, you know. It's not about just trying. It's about doing. Do it. Track it. It works. Keep doing it. Scale it. If it doesn't work, got to reevaluate. Okay. And then change your course, just like any of the athlete training, right? Yes. If it's the routine. Does that routine work or not? If it doesn't work, maybe you need a different routine. Maybe you need to prep on something else. And so I think I'm filling that gap in dentistry, where it's not just about giving your staff a system. It's about you putting your foot down, because you're more courageous, you're more determined, and you make sure that things get done. As you know, a lot of times the frustration is, I told my receptionist to do this and she hasn't done it. You know, if I tell my manager this, she may leave. That kind of thinking is a lack of, and I don't want to say lack of leadership, because I'm sure you're a leader. That's why you bought the practice. That's why you run the practice. But it's a lack of courage.
Well, very good.
It's a lack of, you know, saying, no, this is my way. And it needs to be this way, because that's how we're going to achieve that result. And it has nothing to do with how experienced you are, how big you are, how tall you are. Well, you know, 4'11", so that's about as tall as I get. But if you have that conviction that that's what you want, you're very clear about it, you let everybody know, you'll be surprised that people either support you and walk with you on your path, or they just get the hell out of the way.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Emily, for your time.
You're welcome. We
got some very good insights from you, and we greatly look forward to seeing you at the Maverick Summit this August 2nd and 3rd. And so everyone listening, I hope you come visit us. Check us out, www.dentalmavericksummit.com, and sign up today. Thank you, Emily.